Part two of the Hootenanny Cafe continues now with me, your host, John Stein, and my special guests, George Mann and Julius Margolin. Anyway, it's Sunday night, and we're all having a great time celebrating our wonderful victory from on Election Day. Most of us are, I would say, because it was a majority rule.
Except for that 30% of hardcore Republicans that are out there.
Yeah, but some of them actually did vote for Obama.
That's what I said, the 30% of hardcore.
Oh, the hardcore. Yeah, the real Republicans.
Not the moderates.
That's right. Whatever you meant by that, it makes sense. Anyway, nice to have you back for this second set of the Hootenanny Cafe.
Good to be back.
Good, good. So how do you like touring around the country with George, Julius? Don't be honest.
I enjoy it, but it's very tiring.
Oh, you would prefer sitting home watching television?
Not really. You know, I'm still a very active person in spite of my 92 years, and I'm very active in the labor movement. I have been since we organized the CIO in the old days. People don't appreciate it. But all the good things that the citizens of the United States have received since the Depression, the labor movement played a major role in it. But we are never given the credit for it. And I'm still active, and I'm still fighting for the people of the United States and the world and for peace. It's criminal that we have wars. This world can be a decent place to live in for everybody in this world. And we have to work towards it. And the labor movement in all countries must unite and build a better world. And that's what, before I die, that's what I'm going to work towards.
Well, first off, John, he's 92, but he says he's not going until he's going to hit till at least 100, and I'm going to hold him to that.
Okay, I think you should.
But we had a good run. We traveled about 10 years, and now, you know, he can't go out as much as he used to. As you know, I just came back from a three-week tour of the West Coast, which was basically promoting Farewell to the Thief up to the elections all over the West Coast. But Julius right now is with me, and we're on our way to sing for some veterans this weekend and going to do a concert up in Albany Saturday night, the night before this is airing. So we're going to be, you know, keeping him as active as we can, but recognizing that at 92, you know, he can't go as fast and as far as he used to.
Now, that's a good segue. If you ain't got old friends, you ain't got much, right?
Yes, this is a song I wrote for, it's on my Into the Fire album. I wrote it just for Julius to sing with me, because you talk about the wealthy people and the big people like, you know, Trump and Paris Hilton, how empty their lives really are without their money. That's what this song's about good old friendships like the kind that we have in the folk world and in the labor movement.
I'm so glad your number's burned into my memory, and you still answer most times when I call. As time goes by, I realized the friends and family have got to be the greatest gift of all. We might not have millions, and we'll never make TV, but man, it's always good to hear your voice. You might think you're a big star, you might travel the world, you might make lots of money, you might get lots of girls. It's the power of privilege, but it's painted in rust. 'Cause if you ain't got old friends, you ain't got much. Now Donald Trump and Paris Hilton certainly are rich, but who would take them in if they were? Bubblehead man, what a perfect pitch. Maybe someday he'll make a number four. They might have their think you're a big star. You might travel the world, you might make lots of money, you might get lots of girls. It's the power of privilege, but it's painted in rust. 'Cause if you ain't got old friends, you ain't got much. You might think you're a big star, you might travel the world, you might make lots of money, you might get lots of girls. It's the power of privilege, but it's painted in rust. 'Cause if you ain't got old friends, you ain't got much. 'Cause if you ain't got old friends, you ain't got much.
If you ain't got old friends, you ain't got nothing. George
Or much.
That's true, actually, right?
Well, yeah. You know, for all, I mean, the struggles in the world, you know, I mean, material things can be decent, but, you know, you can have all the material things in the world, like someone like Donald Trump or Paris Hilton, and, you know, who would really want to be their friend in real life if it weren't for their money? That's what I was kind of aiming at with that song.
Well, true friends and old friends are friends for life. You know, sometimes you lose touch, and then, you know, maybe you'll be traveling someplace and you remember your friends from college. Hey, I'm going to be down 20 years later. Come on over. Yeah.
I had a great experience on this last tour. I went and opened the concert tour October 17th at the Seattle Labor Corps, Jim Page, Citizens Band, and Patriot Act in Seattle, all groups from the Seattle area who were on Farewell to the Thief. Well, one of my best friends from high school, I've known him since I was like 13 years old, Keith, Julius knows him too. He lives up in Bellingham, which is an hour and a half from Seattle. All of a sudden, he walks into the church in Seattle. I was like totally blown away.
Wow.
I didn't expect him and his wife to come, and they made the trip. So it was just really great to see him there.
That's a beautiful city, Seattle. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I went from Seattle to San Diego since I saw you, John.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was about 2.5 weeks.
Real traveler.
It was a great trip. I really had a lot of fun everywhere I went. And one of the things I was really happy to do was go to Nevada City, where Utah Phillips lived and is buried. He passed away, as you know, in May. And Utah was a great friend and a wonderful presence on three of the four Hail to the Thief albums. He was on the second, third, and the new one. I went to do a concert there and you know, met up with some of my friends there from the radio station KVMR. And, of course, Joanna, Utah's widow, was there. And she's still, you know, dealing with his legacy. And mm-hmm. They're working on putting together his archives. UC Davis, the college, is going to house his archives.
Wow.
And I went to his grave, you know, the day after the concert and paid my respects again. And they had just planted bulbs, which will sprout in 3 to 4 months' time, I was told, for the IWW, Industrial Workers of the World, right on his grave. So, you know, in the future, of course, the IWW will be sprouting on his grave. It was really touching.
Wow.
And, of course, to be at his house, you know, where Joanna hosted a little get-together for a bunch of us the day of the concert. You know, where Utah had spent the last 20 years of his life, roughly, in Nevada City, was very touching.
It's very sad because Utah was really a wonderful person. And he died at a relatively young age, at least compared to me.
well,
only the good die young.
That would be most people, right?
Well, he had 73 years, and you know, Utah was fighting those heart problems for a number of years, and there was a lot of efforts in the last year to make it easy on him once he had to retire, and a lot of benefits were held all over the country to help him and Joanna after he could no longer perform. So that was really wonderful. And we're actually going to go into a little poetry segment now, right?
Yeah, I think Julius is going to lead us in a poem. What are you going to do, Julius? What is this we're going to hear?
In a moment of great anger, because people don't realize that there were two elections that were stolen, as far as I'm concerned. Bush should never have been president of the United States. And it's sad that the Supreme Court aided them in stealing the election. So it made me so angry that I wrote that poem. It's not a very pleasant poem because I vented all my anger and frustration in it.
And it's called The Bush Legacy. And what we'll do, these are both from the Farewell to Thief album. We're going to go from Julius's piece, The Bush Legacy, right into Utah Phillips's piece that's on the album called What We Need.
So long, old warrior. You've killed quite enough. You've killed mothers and babies to prove that you're tough. You've bombed many cities, left Iraq in ruins, claimed mission accomplished. Now nations are tombs. Your friends profit from oil and from construction too. You send mercenaries to murder. Death and destruction profits you. Our nation sees through you. You'll be a sick memory. Such a brutal assassin you turned out to be. You stole two elections. You enrich corporations. You plunder our treasury. You plan war on other nations. Such is the legacy of your band of thieves, of Rove, your Texans, and the plans still up your sleeve, of Murdoch the liar and his scribbler band, of Wall Street profiteers, the scourge of our land. Of our troops, brave young tools, you sent out to kill civilians and babies, this must give you a thrill. The entire world hates you for what you have done. Our nation has suffered from your lies and your gun. So long, old warrior, you've killed quite enough. The world will not miss you. We've seen through your bluff. So long, old warrior, this story I tell may lead to your thugs and you roasting in hell.
Everyone needs a nice place to live in, and good food to eat that's not too expensive, and clean clothes with no holes or patches, a doctor to call, an old friend to visit, a way to get places, parties and music, a street to walk safely and benches to sit on with shade in the summer and warm, friendly places to be in the winter. Some work to do that's useful to others and doesn't get boring. And someone checking so no one's forgotten. Money to spend that's given and taken without feeling guilty. Love without pity. Pride without anger. Everyone knows what everyone needs. But programs, laws, city councils, commissions, agencies, bureaus can't give it to us. All of us need the best in each other. And if we can find it, and if we can give it, the rest will soon follow. If we all stick together, we'll get what we need.
You know, that almost made me cry. Back-to-back poems just were perfect. Mm. Julius, that was right on.
The Bush Legacy, of course.
Bush Legacy, and what a pity.
It's one of his strongest pieces I've ever heard Julius write.
I didn't think it would really go over. It is harsh, but I think it's well-deserved.
And the other thing about here in Utah is, you know, it's still hard to imagine that he's not with us, but that voice is just, you know, it does send chills through your spine hearing that voice. Mm. He recorded that about 4 or 5 months before he passed. It was for the homeless shelter that they helped start up in Nevada City. And it was a beautiful piece. His family gave it to us because Utah had wanted to be part of this album. We talked about it right up until his death. And after he passed away and we started working on the record over the summer, we talked to his family about it and we were able to get this piece for the record.
Incredible. Incredible. I was also thinking about that when he was talking about what we need and, you know, friends and stuff and what we don't have. I was thinking about the $700 billion bailout, actually, when he was giving his poem. And I know that there are now changes. Paulson got on the other day, and now they're changing it all. But I just can't feel sorry for the CEOs who are going to get the majority of it still, probably.
Right, and the way they sell it to us, of course, is that there'll be more layoffs and more depression if we don't bail them out, right?
Frankly, I wonder if it could be going into a Bush pension fund, most of it. No, is it possible? A Bush-Cheney pension fund?
Their blind trusts have already got plenty of Halliburton stock. They're doing fine.
Oh, Julius has something to say to that.
No, I'm very much opposed to the bailout swindle. The ones who should be bailed out are the homeowners who were robbed, who lost their homes. Why should those who were the thieves be bailed out?
Don't ask me, but that's a good question. Where to now, George? This
well,
is your show.
It's your show, John.
Yeah, but you're my guest.
But we're playing your request.
I know.
This is a great song.
It
to
is
play
a great song.
As we're starting to wrap up the program, this is a group called Patriot Act out of Seattle. One of the groups, you know, I always, when I made the albums every 2 years, you know, I'd solicit songs, and I think I told you over 110 songs for this last collection, Farewell to the Thief, which, by the way, of course, is available on the web, CD Baby, our website, georgeandjulius.com. You just Google George and Julius and you'll find us. But the Farewell to the Thief album, this group, nobody had ever heard of them. They've done a few gigs in Seattle, but they were kind of a bunch of guys doing political music. And it's so cool and quirky, and it has piano, and it has Bush's voice in it. It was just wonderful. It's called The Back to Crawford Waltz, and that's the next song we're going to play today. And it was great to meet them out in Seattle when I was out there last month.
I've been thinking of late about the terrible state our beloved country is in. And it seems clear to me that what we most need is Bush back in Crawford again. Ever since he stole the presidency, things just haven't been as they should. But it's all right, my dear, for the day's drawing near when he's back in Crawford for good. We will have no more of his preemptive war, no torture done in our name. We tried talking sense, but the man's far too dense. We should have impeached him, but the laws wouldn't reach him. It will be a fine day when the shrub blows away, along with his right-wing crew. And it sure will be nice to pack up Condi Rice and send her to Crawford too.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, you can't get fooled again. You said we're headed to war in Iraq, I don't know why you say that. We need an energy bill that encourages consumption. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
I like to fish.
You know, I really got my... Did I say those words?
We can cut corporate welfare, maybe even get health care, once Bush is in Crawford again. We can see what it means to rebuild New Orleans with Bush back in Crawford again. let us have no more of his preemptive war. Our honor we will regain. Think how glad we'll be just as soon as he no longer can vex us, 'cause he'll be back in Texas. We will all give a shout when he finally clears out and rides back to Crawford again. Yes, our hearts will be lighter, our future much brighter, with Bush back in Crawford again.
And it won't happen soon enough.
Oh, boy. That's
do we have to wait till January 20th?
I know. It's almost like, gosh, you know, can't we just, like, send him home early, you know?
That's 60 more days. What? I keep waiting for something to happen.
Imagine all the damage that can be done in those 60 days.
Well, didn't he already deregulate some of these environmental
Yeah, it's all stuff that Obama will be able to undo on January 21st, of course. These are presidential orders, you know, and of course Clinton did the same thing. He issued a bunch of orders that Bush invalidated. But back to Crawford. It won't be soon enough, right?
Well, this has been great. You know, time is already gone. You guys put on a great show here. And Julius, I'm so glad you came and I got to meet you. And fabulous.
I'm certainly pleased to have met you, too. Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
Yeah. John, it's like the end of the era here now. We've been making this anti-Bush music for 8 years. Very happy, especially with the new one, Farewell to Thief. There's just so many wonderful artists. We played 3 or 4 of them today. But people like Emma's Revolution, of course, Ann Hills, John Fromer, the Seattle Labor Corps, who we're going to hear on this next song, the closing song. So it's a wonderful collection of records, and I hope people will check it out. It's on the web, georgeandjulius.com. You can also check it out on cdbaby.com. But the whole series of albums are out there. If anybody's interested, I mean, I don't want to do commercial stuff on here.
No, you should.
The whole series, the 4 albums, were selling for $45, including postage. So if anybody wants, you can just mail a check to George Mann, P.O. Box 697, New York, New York, 10033, for $45, and you'll get the whole 4-CD set. Or, of course, just get in touch with us. Go right to the website. There's a link to email us.
But and the website is?
GeorgeandJulius.com, spelled out, just GeorgeandJulius.com.
And another thing that worried me greatly about the election was if the Bush gang got back in, the Supreme Court would be one of the most backward and reactionary in the world. And fortunately, we can get some decent pro-labor, pro-people, pro-peace Supreme Court justices in the future.
All right. So thanks again. And we're going to go out with the song that I wrote called There's a Light at the End of the Tunnel, which we had the Seattle Labor Chorus singing on. And that light at the end of the tunnel is the light that's going to shine on the day the Bush and Cheney leave office.
And once again, thanks to my guests, George Mann and Julius Margolin. Julius, keep doing what you're doing for another 100 years.
I intend to.
Thanks, John.
And we'll see you all next time.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it shines all over the land. And it's fed by the work of the people who give their lives to lend a hand. All these burdens we have carried, all these losses we have borne, leave us stronger for the day when we take over, and stronger as we move ourselves along. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it shines all over the land. It's people who give their lives to lend a hand. I don't know where I'm going now, and I don't know where we're bound, but I know deep in my heart we'll keep on fighting until we stop this war and turn this world around. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it shines all over the land, and it's fed by the work of the people.